Radio Prague News.
Czech President Václav Klaus has begun a week-long trip to Argentina and Chile. Trade unions have launched a campaign against the government's pension tax and health care reform plans. And momentous changes are in store for the Czech Republic, according to the April Fool's editions of several Czech media outlets. Czech President Václav Klaus has left for a week-long visit to Argentina and Chile. Mr. Klaus met with Argentine President Cristina Fernández Kirchner in Buenos Aires on Thursday. They discussed possible Czech investments into Argentina's energy sector. The news website Lidovky.cz reported the Czech head of state was impressed by the host, who recently came to Prague on a private visit. Václav Klaus is set to leave for Patagonia on Friday before arriving in the Chilean capital. Trade unions have launched a campaign against the government's pension, tax, and healthcare reform plans. The Confederation of Trade Unions says the aim of the Open Your Eyes campaign, for which some 80 billboards have gone up, is to convince the government to revise the reforms to be, quote, logical and justifiable. Main complaints include the transfer of workers' pension deductions from the state pension system to private savings funds, higher medical payments, and tax reform, including VAT, which the unions say will increase the public finance debt by 80 billion crowns annually. Organizers say they are also prepared to call for a general strike. Prague's International Film Festival, Febiofest, wraps up its 18th year on Friday evening. This year's festival included 190 films from 56 countries. The winner of the New Europe competition went to director Marcin Wrona for his film Chrzest, which is one of the most acclaimed Polish films of this year. Present at the closing ceremony will also be Australian director Peter Weir, who will receive the Christian Award for Lifetime Contribution to International Cinema. This year's festival included a number of venues where films are not usually screened, such as Prague Airport's Terminal 2, where a series of films on airplanes and airports were shown. Momentous changes are in store for the Czech Republic, if one is to believe the April Fool's editions of several Czech media outlets. Most consequential is the revelation of news website Lidovky.cz that the country is to introduce the euro as of January 1st, because the date is easy to remember. The main remaining issue is apparently what likeness the tail side of the Czech euro coin should take, whether Euro Commissioner Václav Klaus or the Temelín nuclear power plant. Meanwhile, IDNES.cz reports that plans to insulate Prague's prominent Cathedral of St. Vitus will result in a peach-colored makeover. Convincing video interviews relate that the eco-friendly project will see the landmark covered in polystyrene panels, similar to those used in prefab housing. Revealingly, many of those commenting on the article were not the least bit surprised. Turning briefly to sports news, Czech tennis star Tomáš Berdych has dropped out of the Miami Masters tournament in the quarterfinal round, losing to world number one Rafael Nadal of Spain. The score was 2-6, 6-3, 3-6. Last but not least, for the news in weather, conditions are expected to be warm and sunny over the weekend, with highs of up to 22 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news from Radio Prague.